This is International Network News, delivering the news the way the public wants it, in the most terrifying way possible. The Salvation Army is suffering from reefer madness, as a recent clothing donation was discovered to actually be a stash of marijuana cigarettes, also known by the street name Doobies. The charity immediately turned the deadly drug over to authorities, who promised to locate the criminal who originally possessed it, most likely a drug kingpin or someone who recently rented the Wizard of Oz. Where there's no smog, there's capitalist fire, bellows a naval chief in China. While wheezing and hacking at his press conference due to what he claims being an unrelated respiratory issue, communism's newest spokesboy claims that the dense cloud of smog that plagues China will defend against lasers recently developed by the American military. The naval chief states, "Under conditions where there is no smog, a laser can fire at a range of 10 kilometers. Where there's smog, it's only 1 kilometer. Use of the metric system alone has the civilized Western world laughing." In international news, a former Russian schoolteacher stabbed and killed his friend when their literary discussion on poetry versus prose became too heated, proving once again the two absolutes of life. Russians are and always will be savages, and reading is no good for anyone. That's today's news on International Network News. News so good, it should be related to George Clooney.